Okay, we're now recording. I'm going to ask you your first name only.
My name's Karan.
Karan, again, I'm Deborah with American University Partner with DC Central Kitchen. How are you doing today?
Blessing.
I know that's right, sir. So, if you could think of one something that, what is the biggest challenge the pandemic has been for you?
As far as me getting my credentials back, because I'm a returning citizen to the community, and it's been hard for me to get my birth certificate, social security card, stuff like that. I'm a barber, so I do have some income, but other than that, me, you know, being able to get a job that pays a paycheck, I don't have my credentials, so it's hard. Other than that, I'm blessed just to be, you know, have all my fingers work, my toes work, all my organs. I'm 53. I'm good.
That was, you just answered my second question, because I was going to ask you if you could find anything good to come out of the pandemic, what would that be?
I guess the togetherness, because as a people, we've come together.
Okay, so if you had one word you could describe your situation with the pandemic, how would you describe it with one word?
Mind?
Yes.
Blessed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
I'm doing a survey real quick.
I'm a shift kid.
Okay.
Right.
To describe.
You said blessed.
Yeah. I'm sitting here talking to you, Anna.
Yes, sir. That's a good thing.
Pretty ass.
Thank you. So, how do you think the district handled the pandemic?
I think we did well. I really do. Because this is a new thing, you know what I'm saying? If you would have told me 10 years ago that it would be like this, that we would have to wear masks in our community, and that our community would go through the things that we did, and we would lose all the people that we did through COVID and all the different other ailments and stuff that's happening. It's amazing. Because a lot of my close relatives, I've lost both of my son mothers, you know. It wasn't through COVID, it was through health issues, but still, at this time, it's so much death and things is happening, so, you know.
Yeah, so we blessed to be here.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
This switch gears for a moment. Did you have any problems accessing food during the pandemic?
Did I have any problems? No, ma'am, I didn't.
So, what about your corner stores, like this? Were they able to supply your necessities?
Some.
What about the big grocery
store? The majority.
So you had no problems accessing food.
Let me be in the barber. I know how to network, and I know a lot of people. So I was blessed to be, you know, God used people to talk, you know.
Yeah, I get
to
it.
Talk to
yes.
People, so, you know.
So if there's anything you think the district could do better, if we were ever to have something like this to happen again, what would that be?
I think they should continue to address the homelessness. The homelessness is big. Mm-hmm. More either shelters or helping people that don't have. Because it's a lot of different, DC has a lot, people have to apply themselves. They have a lot of different avenues where you can just go and just use your address and get certain things. Mm-hmm. People have to apply themselves. Mm-hmm. The homelessness, that's it. Once we get people off the street and people to be able to communicate with each other, that's one thing that we missed since the internet. Like when we was coming up, when the street lights came on, we were in the house. Kids today, that's unheard of. They on the internet and they doing all kind of other stuff. We didn't have that. We was on hands. We had to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? Kids today, they don't know how to accept like a conversation from an older, aggressive male.
Social
they shit. Think violence, yeah. It's just boom. They don't have that, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's a curse, because like, when I see you, hey, how you doing? And I mean that, I'm saying hello, and I wanna know how you doing, what you're going through, how you're feeling today. It's different, today people don't speak, people are afraid, you know what I mean? So much stuff, I mean, not just the pandemic, but there's so much going on, you know? People crazy. Nope, the respect level, all kinds of stuff. you know, everybody's going through different things, so you got to respect people and get and accept them from where they are and where they're coming from. But, you know, the same instant, hey, life is good. Enjoy it.
Yes, every day. So, if there is a solution out there, how do you think you could contribute to, you know, solving the issue of our young people?
Keep striving to make myself better. We got to pray. Honestly. We got to pray.
Oh, wow. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too, babe.
Now, thank you so much. And go get your snack.